Man, this came out a lot cuter than I thought it would, and it was really fun to make. But anyways, you guys wanted a witch? I give you a witch. She's animated, flapping in the wind, all that good stuff, going from one side, flying to the other, and I decided to place a little haunted castle in there. Put a new layer, just drew out a quick little haunted castle there, and she's flying in front of the moon, and then going off into the distance into the castle. So if you want to watch the first part of this series, I'm going to put the link right here, and you can click that and check out the first part of the series where we created the scene and the flying bats coming at us. In this one, we focus on the witch, which was a request from you guys. And don't forget, if you want to see the whole structure of my file and the way it is, all the guts of my particular file, you can go to click the link in the description of the video. And like all the rest of most of the rest of the Flash tutorials at Develop PHP, the source file is available free, so you can dig around in it. Have fun. How you doing, everybody? And welcome to part two, creating Happy Halloween scene animated style in Flash CS3 or CS4, and let's see what we have so far here. We're gonna put a witch. I told you guys we were gonna put a witch flying across the moon. And so what I did was I placed a little haunted castle thing on the mountain here. Instead of her going from one side to the other, I wanted her to go from this side into the castle, like into the back or something, flying into the back. Or whatever, something like that. It would be cool. She start up here somewhere and then go down in there. And she'll start big and kind of shrink as she goes to make it look like she's going into the distance. Let's do it now! Well, since I'm much better at my fireworks pen tool, I chose to draw my path, my shape, in fireworks. So here is my witch. And I drew her in such a way to where she didn't have too much detail. That way, when I wanted to shrink her down in Flash, when we animate it, even if she's that big, it's still kind of distinguishable what it is. And that's why we want it. So, we have a shape here. Let's just press Control C, and I'm in Fireworks CS4. But you can use a pen tool just the same in Flash. I like Fireworks pen tool better for some odd reason. For no reason at all. Okay, so let's go to the haunted house layer. See where I put the haunted house? Let's lock everything. Haunted house layer. It's right above the moon. So let's click the moon layer and add a new layer. Let's call it Witch. Now, Control V. Now we're going to keep all paths editable. That's important. As movie clip, bring it in. Okay. So now she's a movie clip, and there she is. Da 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 da. Okay, so if you go inside. First, let's go inside. See? You double click twice into that clip, and there's the editable object, the editable shape, where you can adjust points. See, if I wanted to drag her little hat down here, I can do that easy. See what I'm saying? So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna animate her by moving these little things around, make it look like everything's flapping in the wind really fast, and then we're gonna move her across the scene. Going across the moon, in front of the moon, and down into the haunted castle. So really, you can animate her any way you like. So I'm gonna do it while she's really big on scene there. Then we'll just shrink her down the way we need to. Okay, so here we are in the main scene. We just brought her in. Let's double click her. And let's double click her again to go inside the drawing object. I'm gonna take that and press Control X. Then I'm going to go back into scene one. Yeah, I'll just delete that movie clip we started right there. No, let's go back into that movie clip. Don't go back into scene one. But we do want to make a new layer and paste this. Control Shift V. Okay, so now it's a shape instead of the drawing object on that composite path. Let's delete that layer. So you see what I did? I just went into the composite path, removed the object, the shape inside of it out, made a new layer above it, and pasted that shape in. You can tell you're on a shape when it's dotted like that. Okay, so now let's make a new keyframes. Let's make a new keyframe here. Press F6. And let's move our stuff around. Let's move that down. Move this up. Maybe like over here. Let's move these things. Let's grab these two dots. You can grab just the edges if you want. Oops. I didn't want to do that. Let's highlight the sub-selection tool and grab just the edges. This one, you can hold shift to select multiple edges. Let's bring this thing up to do about something like that. Let's make this one thicker. Let's bring this one down a little bit. Just randomize it, you know, make it cool. Try not to move her position, but you can just move her points. Move her foot down a little. Okay, so that's frame two. I'm gonna continue on. I'm gonna make about maybe 6 or 7 frames and kinda loop it, and I'll show you. No, I'm gonna make like maybe just 3 or 4, and then I'll show you once I get those 3 done, or those 4 done, I'll show you how we kinda reverse the animation to make it smooth. Okay, so now I have my 4 frames. And now if I drag my playhead through here, you can see I got her to where she's looking like she's gonna be looking like she's booking it through there. Clocking knots. Alright, so here we go on frame 1. First let's get to the regular selection tool. What we're gonna do is take frame 4, actually take frame 3, and we're gonna put it right here. We're gonna take frame 2 and put it right here. Then we're gonna take frame 1. And actually not frame 1, we're just going to loop those 2 after frame 4, and you'll see why. I'm going to grab this frame, frame 3, control C, go to frame 5, right click, let's create empty keyframe, insert blank keyframe, and press control shift V. Then go to frame 2, control C, frame 6, highlight frame 6, right click, insert blank keyframe, control shift V. So now you'll have a nice loop animation, see? It'll be going in and out, and then when it gets back to frame 1, you'll see it loop around. So let's take a look at what we have. Let's go back to the main scene, let's bring her into view, press control enter. There she is, flapping in the wind. Now all we have to do is make her smaller. And that's just very simple. You can take a whole lot of time with your animation, but she's going to be a little bit smaller there, so she'll look a little different. So now all we have to do is convert her to a symbol. So this is on her in the main timeline. Let's convert her to symbol. And let's call her Witch Flying. W-I-T-C-H. T-C-H. Okie dokie. Now, let's make her the... Let's go and double click inside of her. Let's make her the size we want her to be. When she first comes into scene. Maybe right about there. She's gonna start right about here. And then she's gonna fly into the castle. Would be very cool. Alright, let's click frame, I don't know. Whatever you want. I'm just gonna put her on a straight path. I have a tutorial at Develop PHP in the Flash section for the video tutorials there in the Flash section for motion guides and the animations. I think it's the animation tutorials under Flash. For motion guide, you can make it go on a curved path if you like, but I'm not going to show that in this tutorial. Let's go, but if you wanted to put her on a curved path, you can easily do that with the motion guide. think you can just right click, add motion guide, put a line that's the motion, and blada bada bing bada boom. Okay, so let's go and maybe, I don't know, frame 50, 60. Let's make it go really slow at first, and then kind of speed up as she goes away. Or maybe faster at first and then slow down as she goes away. 25, and then frame 75. Let's just see how that looks. Create motion tween. Create motion tween. Now let's bring her maybe to about right here. Resize her. About like that. And then on that last keyframe, let's bring her into the castle. And that's it. That's pretty much how it works. Let's see what we have. Oh, that's awesome! Kind of like she makes a turn there and goes to the castle. You can see how she's animated the whole time. But let's slow her down because I really want to see that animation because it's really cool. So I want to see it play out nice. So let's just drag these keyframes. Something like that. Oh, that is sweet, dude. Who is the man? Adam is the man. But that's an easy way to manually. Oh man, it looks really good. I'm gonna slow it down even some more. About 80, and then 170. So there you have it, folks. Witch flying across the moon. You ask and you receive.